It's a pretty clear gospel in respect to which of these two our Lord wants us to be like. There's the arrogant Pharisee, the one who is so full of himself he does not realize that he is so arrogant. Then there's the humble tax collector who, aware of his own sinfulness, feels he's not worthy to come near to the altar. And so we are contrasted with two different attitudes, and it's pretty clear the one we are called to be like the tax collector. That is, to be humble, to be aware of our own limitations, be aware of our own shortcomings. And that's the key to humility. It's humility is all about, or in being humble, it's all about living with an awareness of how God sees us. It's awareness of our limitations, our blessings, how we are skilled, but yet how we are limited, how we need God, and how we need each other, how we need the church. And this kind of attitude is necessary for many reasons. We need to be humble so that we can relate to other people. The Pharisee was very arrogant. He regarded others with contempt. And if you've met any people who do that, you know how unpleasant it is to be in their presence. But as you compare it with people who are more humble, that think of others before themselves, they are much more pleasant to be around. So we are called today to be like that tax collector. And we are called to have awareness of the reality of ourselves, that we are not unlimited. We are limited. We have shortcomings. We have failings. And we have our falls. And that we, first of all, need God. We need God in order to be righteous. We need God in order to gain our strength. Without God, we become like the Pharisee. We come deluded. We live in a fantasy instead of living in the reality of humility. And it's an attitude that's required for us of our daily lives. But it's also something that we experience in the Mass. Because in the Mass, we act like the tax collector. Because at the beginning of the Mass, the priest begins with a sign of the cross, and then a greeting, the Lord be with you, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And then right away, he says, brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Then we begin what's called the penitential act, and there are different forms. If you come in the weekday, you might see others, but every Sunday we use the same ones called Form A, the Penitential Act. We have one of these cards, it's on the first page, it's Form A. And together we acknowledge our sinfulness and we acknowledge God in humility. We say, I confess to Almighty God, we admit to God, we are aware that we have sinned and we are confessing this to God. And to you, my brothers and sisters, we are admitted to it publicly to each other. We meet all together, even the priest, although the priest is the only one that has to say into a microphone. Everyone could just get away just pretending to say it. That I have greatly sinned. Not we have sinned, that I have sinned. We each individually take responsibility for that. In my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Pretty much anything we could do or fail to do. In what we thought and what we say and what we have done and what we should have done. And to drive it home, we say, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. We were banging our chest like this. Don't have to hit too hard. We don't want your crucifix to go right into your chest, but you want to. It's a little symbolic saying, which recalls the tax collector. Tax collector, we're not reading from the gospel, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Every time we say this penitential act, we're recalling that tax collector. We're recalling that attitude of humility. We are humbling ourselves because we are being called forward to the sanctuary. But we take a step back. We acknowledge our sinfulness through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. And then we realize that we need each other's assistance. We can't go about it alone. And we say, therefore, I ask, blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, we're called the heavenly hosts, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And when we say that, we are acknowledging that we need each other's prayers. We need the prayers of heaven and also those here on earth to help us on the way, because true humility realizes that we need each other. We cannot go about it alone. Many times I've been with families that are experiencing loss, and I tell them, you guys need each other right now. Now is not the time to everyone do their own thing, but you need each other. And same should be the case for us as a church. We rely on each other. We rely on each other's prayers and support so that we can together go along this journey. We're all on a journey. Whether we realize or not, we're all on a journey. And we need each other. And that's true when we realize our own shortfalls and sinfulness. That yes, we are sinners, but God has called us forward. We take a step back. We acknowledge our unworthiness and humility. But then God calls us forward because we rely on each other's help. And then God calls us all forward in the Mass. And then after we receive communion, we go back. The priest says, go forth. The Mass is ended. It's not the Mass is ended, let's go for donuts. It's go forth, go out there. The Mass is ended. And we're called to acknowledge our sinfulness, take a step back, we're called forward, and then we're called to go out of the church, go out to the world, and to spread the good news, bring the good news to people, and bring them into the church. And so today, we are called to do this, but first to acknowledge that we are sinners, that we rely on God. And in the Mass, when we make that penitential act, we are acknowledging our shortfalls, but yet we realize that God has called us, and we're not going about it alone. We're going along with each other. We're all helping each other in this because every one of us has his shortcomings. But it's only through helping each other that we can together get called forth by God and then go forth into the world and to spread the good news.